without further ado, we're going to get to it. First things first and quick hits, Melinda French Gates. Now, one thing I never understood is why do women decide to keep their maiden name when they're getting into a situationship and getting married, especially to one of the richest men in the world? I don't know what this French Gates thing is. We know you by Melinda Gates from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, but 3 years after they divorced, she decided to step down. Take a look.
3 years after her divorce from Microsoft founder Bill Gates, a different kind of separation. Melinda French Gates is leaving the foundation they created. This is not a decision I came to lightly, she says. I'm immensely proud of the foundation that Bill and I built together and of the extraordinary work it is doing to address inequities around the world. In response, Bill Gates says, I am sorry to see Melinda leave, but I am sure she will have a huge impact in her future philanthropic work.
Cap.
The foundation's CEO also offering praise.
Her vision and influence will leave a profound and lasting legacy that we will build on going forward.
Melinda says she's getting $12.5 billion to commit to my work on behalf of families, work she highlights often on Today, including last year with Chanel.
Let me ask y'all a question. Do y'all think that, because I know that they, listen, rich people do things a little bit differently, meaning that they structure it. Hey, you're going to get $12.5 billion to take over this portion of your philanthropic work and stuff like that. Cool. We get it. Do y'all think that, and I know she was back with him a long time ago and they've been married for a long time and they raised the kids and Bill is going to be fine because he's still, you know, hundred of billionaire and all of that stuff. Do y'all actually think that she deserves to get $12.5 billion to continue her philanthropic work? Just think about it. Let's continue.
Society will be completely different than we know it today if women have equal power, really equal power where they're...
Now, remember, I need y'all to understand what philanthropic work is, okay? Bill primarily focuses on, and this is the difference between the mindset of, maybe I need to do an Anton Daniels review of this. Bill primarily focuses his energy on research, development, solving for polio, diseases, eradicating certain things, sustainable futures, farming, technology, waste management services, all of this stuff, right? So that's where Bill focuses his energy. Some people have a disagreement with what it is that they say that he controls. Cool. That's a whole nother conversation. But on a general surface level conversation, Bill Gates focuses his philanthropic work on underserved families, sustainable energy, future, Giving Pledge, all of that stuff, right? Melinda Gates' arm of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which is now going to be named the Gates Foundation, focuses her energy on equality. Equality. That is what Melinda Gates' arm of philanthropic works looks like. Sit on that for a minute. Let's continue.
Making decisions, they're controlling resources, they're setting public policy.
Even though Bill and Melinda divorced in 2021, she stayed with the foundation as co-chair, something Bill discussed with Savannah a year later.
She says you guys are friendly, not necessarily friends, but friendly. How do you
Don't
see the
over.
Relationship moving forward?
Well, one of the things we built together is the Gates Foundation. Melinda and I love doing that work together, so I feel very lucky that I still have that with her, as well as, you know, we've got these three incredible kids.
In 2019, another billionaire, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, divorced Mackenzie Scott, who then pledged to give away more than half of her wealth. So far, she has donated over $17 billion. Now, Melinda French Gates will move forward with what she calls the next chapter of her philanthropy.
Melinda French Gates' last day at the foundation is June 7th. As for what she plans to do with that $12.5 billion, she says she'll share more about that in the near future. She did create an initiative back in 2015 called Pivotal Ventures, which focuses on advancing opportunities for women and minorities here in the U.S. We'll have to see if that has something to do with this.
So three women sitting on this panel, and Melinda Gates is going to be moving her arm of philanthropy over into focusing on rights for women, which I think is just a form of racism, but rights for women. And so that is what's happening. Listen, I'm not going to deep dive into that. Maybe I'll get into that on the Anton Daniels channel on a completely separate video, but that is what's happening with Bill and Melinda French Gates. Now from that to the Gates Foundation. Let's continue over with the next part of Quick Hits. A suspect bleeds guilty in Alexa Bartel death. Now, a lot of you may not be familiar with this, but basically what happened was, you know, some young people, teenagers, kids, was basically throwing rocks, large rocks down on a freeway or whatever. One of them hit a car, killed this young girl, and now he got to do over 20 years in prison. One of the three people have now pled guilty, and now he probably got to do over a little over 20 years in prison. Take a look.
A year ago, 20-year-old Alexa Bartel was driving alone in Jefferson County when a large landscaping rock crashed through her windshield. Her death shocked the community as her family continues to grieve amid the criminal case against three teenagers. They held a memorial last month.
We're here today to remember Alexa, the amazing soul she was.
Now, one of the suspects, Zachary Quack, has agreed to plead guilty to three counts. That's first-degree and second-degree assault and criminal attempt to commit assault. As part of his plea deal, Quack agreed to go to prison for at least 20 years.
That's a pretty big deal. We're talking adult prison with adult prisoners.
Nine News legal expert Scott Robinson calls Friday's development significant because that puts pressure on the two other teen suspects. Joseph Koenig and Nicholas Carroll Chick are still expected to go to trial this summer on murder charges.
But this is a bit of a domino falling in favor of the prosecution. And the question is, will the other two defendants follow suit and enter guilty pleas? It really comes down to what the prosecution determines is the extent of individual culpability.
It's unknown who really threw the rock that killed Bartel, but investigators say the three teens were together in seven rock-throwing incidents that hurt three other people.
And Quack, like the other teen suspects, is now 19 years old. The judge told him this morning, even though he agreed to go to prison for at least 20 years,
Jesus,
the court could give him up to 32 years, so he'll find out in September when he's sentenced. Back.
So he's probably going to be 50 when he get out. That's crazy. So you addicted to throwing rocks. But I think that the bigger part of this story is be careful who your friends are, whether you're a teen or an adult. I know a lot of y'all like to let y'all kids go and live their life and stuff. You don't know. They might be throwing rocks on the freeway and some little white girl get killed that was supposed to have a bright future. And then they got to go and do 30 years of their life in prison and you sitting on trial. So I don't think it's going to be any mercy that's associated with them. Last but not least, ladies and gentlemen, Dalton. I decided that I'm not going to do no long segment dedicated to it, but Dalton, the trustees, appointed a mayor pro tem because they're saying that Tiffany Hinger basically doesn't appear at any of the separate community meetings. Check it out.
New tonight, a vote puts a new plan in place in Dalton.
Trustees have chosen someone to replace the mayor if she's not there. WGN's Jenna Barnes is joining us live from tonight's meeting with more. Jenna.
Yeah, Ray and Mike, Mayor Tiffany Henyard did not attend tonight's meeting, which is no surprise, but these trustees say it is a big part of the problem. That's why they appointed a mayor pro tem tonight.
We have many cases where village business cannot go forward.
The Dalton trustees opposed to Mayor Tiffany Henyard say she's missed 25 of these special meetings and counting, and she refuses to allow some village business to be put on the agenda for the village's regular meetings. That's why three of them voted to appoint Jason House as mayor pro tem.
We're just really trying to make sure that if something critical comes up, that there's a signature on deck that can move it forward.
House won't replace the mayor, but he would step in her absence, which these trustees say is happening far too often.
This is just in case, but we need just in case at this moment. We have meetings where we're all waiting 45 minutes just to get started, where we have an entire quorum here and we're waiting while the administration adds makeup and gets dressed And it's just not fair.
Their move comes amid mounting scrutiny of how the mayor runs the village and Thornton Township, the FBI serving subpoenas in both places. Henyard's top aide, Keith Freeman, charged with bankruptcy fraud, and her ally on the Board of Trustees and activist Andrew Holmes, accused of sexual assault on a taxpayer-funded trip to Las Vegas.
Andrew Holmes has completely disappeared. Don't nobody even know where he at. He probably in his room watching Netflix, chilling, eating grilled cheese sandwiches. He probably gonna come out built. If I was Andrew Holmes and I was gone for this long, man, I would come out so fit. I mean, you ain't got nothing to do but to work out. It's like you're a prisoner in your own home. I'm sorry. Let me go ahead and focus on this.
We're paying these people, and it's like we're paying for them to abuse us.
We know what she is doing, and it will be stopped.
At the special meeting, the trustees also voted to make whole a waste management company whose payments were overdue, and they refused to move hundreds of thousands of dollars from one village account into another at the request of Henyard's administration because they say they received no explanation why the move was necessary. It comes a week after Henyard vetoed their hiring of former Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot to investigate.
How dare you think you could come in someone's town and start working or doing something, even though we said something stating it's illegal. We cited the code and everything in here, and she will not be paid for services.
Like they have done before, these trustees say they will override the mayor's veto. They tell me that'll happen at the village's board meeting in the first week of June.
And Tiffany Henyard is already expected to veto this move as far as them electing a pro tem. Pro tem, basically, it means for the time being or a temporary position that allows for them to be able to make decisions in her absence. Two things I want to say here. The first thing that I want to say is I'm not sure how legal this is, like how they can go through this and then she'll still be able to veto it and say, hey, listen, I'm not going to pay this or whatever, so on and so forth. That's number one. The second thing is, I'm not sure if these meetings are required or if these are meetings that are set forth by the village trustees, and then they just saying that she needs to show up, and then they count the absences. You know what I'm saying? So objectively speaking, I'm not sure if this is official business or if this is just separate community meetings that they had that they're trying to get together. But in conclusion, I pretty much think that they all deserve each other. I think that Dalton probably should go and contact OWN or BET or even Fox and say, hey, guys, we want a reality show. And we think that y'all should pay us for this reality show, because I think that that would be probably a lot better. If they were smart, they probably would have contacted somebody for the reality show in the first place and just center it around the mayor. Everybody can get paid. Everybody is just playing a role in acting. And then the city deserves itself. You can put Dalton on the map by creating a reality show. That's the best thing that they can get, because this ain't nothing but a clown show, and this is just going downhill anyway. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is your quick hits. Good God.